B-Pod Studios.
The Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Candace, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show. You want to do War of the Roses with your boyfriend. You said something's up. You went somewhere and your whole idea that he's cheating is over a comment that was made.
Okay. We've been together, Jesse and I, just over a year. Like, we started pre-pandemic and then we, like, bubbled together during the pandemic. And, like, it was great. Everything was great. I had no reason to think anything was up. He was, like, my life during the pandemic. He kept me sane. And then, all of a sudden, we go out to dinner to my favorite restaurant in Noda. And the hostess is like, oh, you again, to Jesse, when we walk in. Mm. And then she looks over at me, and she has this moment. You see in her eyes, she goes, oh, and realize, like, I wasn't the same person. And, like, we have not been anywhere for a little over a year?
Yeah, at this point, yep.
And I was like, that just was weird. And so then I sat down and I confronted him and he turned beet red. But then he was like, come on, it's our restaurant. Like, this is our place. And I was like, well, yeah, but like, I don't recognize her.
Right.
And like, don't you feel like it would work both ways? Like, that felt really weird to me. And the fact that he was so red, like, why would he be so red?
You think that he's like bringing other people to that restaurant?
That's all I can figure.
That's what I would think.
I went to the bathroom and I went over and I talked to the hostess and I was like, hey, so how long have you been working here? And she said it was her second week.
Oh, so he's been there within the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
He's definitely lying.
Yeah. So then I knew he was definitely lying and now I just want to know what the hell's going on.
Let's call Jesse up. Now, I want you to remain quiet because we're going to ask him who he wants to send the romantic roses to. If it's not to you, we got to hear who he's sending the flowers to and what's he going to put on the note, all right? So, are you sure you're ready to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm dreading it, but I want to know the truth.
You need to know.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jesse, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Jesse. My name's Katie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. The reason for my call today is I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name for our monthly giveaway. We've got $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to the one you love.
I don't have to. Is this like...
No, sir. All that I would need from you is the information of whoever you'd like to send it to, and then I have a card here. All that we ask in return is that you tell somebody about our services. It's just a monthly giveaway we do to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Promote our business.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to help. And also, thanks. That's great.
Awesome. So I just need the name of the person first. Who would you like to send these romantic roses to?
Put it to Reagan.
Okay.
And
the card?
You could say something like, looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Okay.
Like, you know, something like that.
Jesse, who's Reagan?
What?
Who is Reagan?
Wait, what's going on here?
Jesse, that is Candace on the phone. I would say your girlfriend, but it sounds like you might have two.
What's going on?
Mini Ryan Loren Show's War of the Roses on Kiss 95.1. Your girlfriend, her name is Candace, so we thought, wanted to know if you were cheating on her. And we offer roses, and you did fall for the trap, and you sent the roses not to your girlfriend, but to somebody named Reagan. Now we want to know who that is.
And I'm on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Look, okay. So, gosh, like, Candace, listen. I was going to tell you, all right?
What? Because when?
I didn't want to lie.
What?
And you asked me the other day, and, you know, I'm not good at lying, and I feel bad, and, you know, you've been sweet. And I'm sorry.
But you're not answering my question. Who is Reagan?
She's a girl. I met her at a store. We met her at a store, and we just hit it off. And, I mean, I'm just going to be blunt. I mean, I really think that she's the one.
Wow.
But, oh, my God, I feel so stupid. I should have known. Like, how did I not see this coming?
It's not your fault.
No.
And you just fall in love with someone at a grocery store? Like, what? Well, How do you even meet someone at a grocery store? Like,
aren't you focused on grocery shopping?
Well, we're buying.
You must have been looking. This is insane. Like, you're only.
So, let's clear up another question. Did you bring her to that restaurant that you and Candace went to?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you knew you were busted that night when the hostess said, oh, you're back again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
All right, Candace, there's your answer.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, I feel so stupid.
I'm sorry. No, I'm stupid. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Like, Jesse, you were my pandemic mistake.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.